Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a great day on Wall Street, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 200 points. I know, because I am steps away from Wall Street, where I'm broadcasting right now. Broadcasting from New York City, very proud to do so. Was here over the weekend for a wedding of very good friends, and it was a spectacular occasion, and we spent some real quality time with our daughter, who's a high school teacher here in New York City. But not everything going so well in New York. And in fact, there is violence, there is anarchy, led by anarchists who are defacing public monuments, threatening police officers, making Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village unsafe. Literally unsafe. And this great city that made so much dramatic progress back in the 1990s in combating crime, in saving lives, in helping businesses, is moving in the wrong direction. We're going to be speaking tomorrow to a Republican candidate for mayor. Yes, there is one. Actually, there are two, but there is one who has a chance, it seems to me, to make some noise. His name is Curtis Sliwa, and we're going to be speaking about his uphill but fascinating and very energetic campaign for mayor of New York City. Also today, we're going to be speaking to Ruben Navarrete about a whole series of political issues involving the ethnic breakdown of American voting and why it is that maybe, just maybe, Republicans are celebrating too early about the progress that we have made in terms of appealing to Latino voters. We're also going to be speaking with President Biden, apparently trying to rouse the spirits of the G7, getting people involved in countering China's oppressive policies. One of the leading Uyghur spokespeople for the Uyghur minority, which has been subjected to genocidal policies by the Chinese, is now accepted both an award and a teaching position at Notre Dame University. He's going to be speaking to us later today. And aside from crime and the increase in crime, if there is one aspect of our current national situation that seems to give people a great deal of pause and consideration and worry, and Kevin Williamson in National Review says that's appropriate, that worry is about inflation. The idea that everything is going to cost more and your wages aren't going to go on up fast enough to allow you to pay those costs, and what happens to the tremendously increased costs in borrowing that are going to be happening, and together with the increase in the deficit spending and the increase in inflation. We'll be speaking about that with Kevin Williamson. But first up, an acknowledgement of some of the crime problems came in what is to me a fascinating article. Not because of what it reports. It's something that I think people who listen to this show know. I think if you're paying attention in your own community, you know. Crime is going up. People are less safe. There is more violence. It's not one city. It's not two cities. It's virtually every big city. And yes, some are more disastrous than others. I mean, Portland completely falling apart. Baltimore, a dismal, dismal situation. Atlanta, a dismal situation. And what's fascinating to me is the New York Times devotes a full page to it. Just a full page. Some pictures, and it's an article reported by Julie Bozeman, Francis Robles, and Rick Rojas. And it says, as virus recedes, mayors confront an old adversary, rising crime. And it is old, because crime hasn't been rising for a very long time. It's not one of those things people think, oh, the crime rate goes up and up and up and up, and it always goes up. Well, no, it isn't like that. We went through a very long period of more than 20 years of regularly declining crime. Most people would say it's nearly 40 years of regularly declining crime, which saved hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of lives in America. But the New York Times reports, mayors of American cities have yearned for the moment they could usher in a return to normalcy, casting away coronavirus restrictions on bars, restaurants, parties, and public gatherings. Yet now, even with reopenings underway across the United States as the pandemic recedes, city leaders must contend with another crisis, a crime wave with no signs of ending. And see, this is one of the things that's very different between the pandemic and the lockdowns and the economic dislocation caused by the pandemic. Everybody knew from the beginning that sooner or later that would be over. And sooner or later we'd come back and we would come, and President Trump was right about this. By the way, happy 75th birthday, President Trump. He is 75 today. I hope he passes his birthday peacefully and with joy and satisfaction. I just walked back one of his buildings, Trump Tower, which is just steps away from Broadway and Wall Street. It's near where the first president of the United States, George Washington, was sworn in, as a matter of fact. That's another story. This story about rising crime is very serious, precisely because unlike the pandemic, where everybody knew, okay, sooner or later, things get better, we have had the experience back in the 60s and 70s of crime going up for years and years with no end in sight and no one knowing what the end would be. And what's so shocking about this New York Times report is they report on city after city after city and about all of the hardships people are going through and all of the destruction of neighborhoods and hopes and schools and everything else because of violence, but they don't seem to have a clue of what to do about it. The mayors are cheerleading the return of office workers to downtowns and encouraging tourists to visit, eager to rejuvenate the economy and build public confidence. But they are also, says the New York Times, frantically trying to quell a surge of homicides, assaults, and carjackings that began during the pandemic and have cast a chill over the recovery. In Austin, Texas, for example, 14 people were injured early this Saturday morning in a mass shooting as revelers jammed a popular downtown nighttime district. Some city officials have touted progressive strategies focused on building trust and on community policing in neighborhoods where a trust between police officers and residents is frayed. Others have focused more traditional tactics like increasing surveillance cameras in troubled areas and enforcing curfews in city parks to clean out crowds, as the police did in Washington Square Park in Manhattan last week. In Chicago, which fully reopened this past Friday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot made clear that the focus was on reducing violence over the summer, and that her administration would focus resources on 15 high-crime pockets of the city as part of that effort. Superintendent David Brown, the head of the Chicago Police Department, announced this month what he called a transformational moment for the department, a plan to add more officers to the Civil Rights Unit, which is specially trained to work with marginalized residents, including those who are homeless. The plan would also expand youth initiatives in the arts and sports. I question whether the data will show or experience will show that youth programs in arts and sports actually reduce crime. It's dubious. And the idea of a civil rights program as the answer for Chicago, where the police are so demoralized, isn't that part of the answer? And shouldn't they consider that in the New York Times? We will be right back with more crimes that deserve attention. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Headlines, but but they're not always justified. Headline, gun violence in six states this weekend brings U.S. mass shootings to 272 so far this year. In Chicago, 45 shot, three fatally, in weekend violence across the city. In Savannah, one dead, eight wounded. Shooting a 13-year-old and a 2-year-old were among those injured by the gunfire. A Seattle police officer who had just finished a shift was killed yesterday when trying to help crash victims on I-5 south of downtown Seattle. And then somebody stole her car. Officer Alexandra Alexi Brenneman Harris, 38, grew up in Seattle and is remembered for her work on improving relationships between officers and the communities they serve. But look, it is appalling that so many police officers are discouraged and leaving the police force, and partially because the leadership in this sort of survey by the New York Times of city after city where the crime rate is up just spectacularly, dramatically, and a lot of the people who are dying are children caught in crossfire. It is letting the gangs run wild, literally run wild. In Atlanta, the rise in crime has become a driving force in the mayoral election, causing some residents and businesses to lose confidence in the city's leadership. Well, about time. Throughout the first 18 weeks of this year, police statistics show this year that homicides rose 57%, that rapes rose 55%, aggravated assaults 36%, auto thefts 31%, compared with the same period last year. So you can't blame this on the pandemic, really, can you? Because last year in this same period, we were in full pandemic mode, remember? And now we're not. Most places are largely opened up. By the way, it's fascinating riding the New York City subways, as I have yesterday and today. When you actually get on the subway, most people are wearing masks. You know, they're following the instructions, they're being constructive, and everything seems normal as far as that's concerned, but not in terms of the crime. Concerning Atlanta, we're under siege with all of this, said Bill White, the chairman and chief executive of the Buckhead Exploratory Committee, the group that has been driving the secession effort to have Buckhead, which is a very prosperous district in Atlanta with some beautiful, beautiful homes, separate from the city. People tell me it feels like a war zone. They don't feel safe going to pump gas in the middle of the day. Yeah, it's a real problem. Still, as frustration has mounted, writes the New York Times, there's also a sense that residents did not want to return to the aggressive measures that officials had resorted to in the past, which had a long tail of consequences and a disproportionate impact on African Americans. It had a disproportionately positive impact because it saved their lives. It worked. It meant there were fewer people who were killed. Doesn't that represent a disproportionate positive impact? Tough on crime stances, once widely popular with voters, they still would be if people had put them forward, have had diminished support as the country has confronted disparities in the criminal justice system. Even without the consequences, criminal justice experts have questioned their effectiveness. How can you question a historic 20, 25, 30 years of crime reduction? That is called success. Tom Clark, a political science professor and a director of the Politics of Policing Lab at Emory University in Atlanta, says, I don't think it's going to be the same old story this time. Americans today understand being tough on crime does more than just catch some bad criminals. We understand it leads to the deaths of innocent civilians. It leads to disproportionate policing of some communities over others. We understand it leads to long-term negative consequences for the relationship between police and community. Okay, this whole idea of disproportionate policing. If you have a neighborhood, regardless of its color, regardless of the ethnic background of the people who live there, does it make any sense at all to say, well, no, we're not going to send extra police there because that might be disproportionate. We can't have more police officers in a black neighborhood than in a white neighborhood. What if it was a white neighborhood that was exploding with crime and violence and property destruction and basically the idea of living in a war zone? Wouldn't it be appropriate to surge police officers into that area? And you might call that being tough on crime, but what is wrong with being tough on crime? There is no way to be respectful of law-abiding citizens or respectful of decency. There's no way other than being tough on crime. And it astonishes me that while I give them points for recognizing in a big, long, lengthy article and a report from all the way across the country, from Austin to Atlanta to New England to the West Coast, the New York Times reports on the rise in crime, but I don't give them any credit at all because they don't tell you anything about what the alternatives are. What needs to be done? And by the way, not a single mention here of defunding the police. One of the ideas that once upon a time, a few months ago, was very popular among the left, nobody wants to talk about it now, and that's a positive thing. Okay, coming up, we're going to be speaking with somebody who talks about another kind of crime. President Biden has been pressing on G7 leaders and NATO leaders some of the Chinese violations against the Uyghurs. That is a Muslim minority highly persecuted in China. Biden said yesterday that the G7 has taken plenty of action against China's human rights abuses against 1 million Uyghurs in the country, even as China appeared not to heed the message, warning the gathered leaders that the time of a small group of countries having authority over global decisions is long gone. It's like saying the world of tough on crime is long gone. We're going to be speaking with Nuri Turkel, who is the first U.S.-educated Uyghur American lawyer, foreign policy expert, and human rights advocate. And he was born in a re-education camp at the height of China's tumultuous cultural revolution. What is to be done about Chinese atrocities, which are very different, by the way, and weren't mentioned when Ilhan Omar was attacking American and Israeli atrocities? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved Show, the Notre Dame Law School Religious Liberty Initiative honors prominent Uyghur American attorney and human rights advocate Nuri Turkel with the first Notre Dame Prize for Religious Liberty on June 28th, which is a pretty great thing. The Notre Dame Prize presentation will be the capstone of the inaugural Notre Dame Religious Liberty Summit to be held at the University of Notre Dame on June 28th and 29th. And this is a beautiful thing, and it is a great honor to welcome Nuri Turkel to our show. He is the first U.S.-educated Uyghur-American lawyer. He's a foreign policy expert and a human rights advocate. He spent the first several months of his life in detention with his mother during China's nightmarish Cultural Revolution. He came to the United States in 1995 as a student and was later granted asylum by the U.S. government. Nuri Turkel, it's an honor to speak to you, sir. And
thank you very much for having me on.
Just so that Americans understand what we're talking about here, the Cultural Revolution that you experienced as a very young man, what do they say now, the historians, about how many people were slaughtered during the Cultural Revolution?
They're talking about millions of Chinese citizens who were subject to various forms of what the Chinese call transformation process. If you're not compliant, you end up being subject to physical torture and even death. But the new type of the revolution that the Chinese calling it, the education process that they started about 4 years ago, is a very different type of cultural revolution, if you will, initiated, carried out by the Communist Party. This is a new cultural revolution on steroids, if I may, that the Chinese government has been very effective, unfortunately, carrying out with the help of technology and global businesses.
And what does the new type of cultural revolution, which is aimed squarely at your people, the Uyghurs, what does the new sort of cultural revolution focus on?
About 3-4 years ago, Xi Jinping appointed this individual by the name Chen Chengguo, who was the party secretary in Tibet, naming him the new party secretary in the Uyghurs' homeland that the China calls Xinjiang, Uyghurs call East Turkestan. Since August 2016, this individual created a technology, a tech dictatorship, modern-day concentration camps, genocidal actions, modern-day slavery, you name it. He had this slogan, what's called Find a Solution to the Xinjiang Problem. The Chinese advisors, academics, and enforcers have been able to exceed Xi Jinping's expectation. So based on various credible reports, academic research, investigative journalist-produced reports, anywhere between 2 to 3 million Uyghurs have been taken into the industrial-scale concentration camps that the China has built in the last 3-4 years. And also, on top of the concentration camps, that can number any numbers anywhere between 12 to 1300, China also have been using Uyghur individuals in the forced labor camps, producing the consumer products, electronics, even solar panels that Americans are using today. Australian Strategic Policy Institute published a report, The Uyghurs Are For Sale is the name of the report. In it, they laid out, described 83 global brands using forced labor. That includes Volkswagen, Hugo Boss, Coca-Cola, Heinz Ketchup, Campbell's Soup, and the United States government, specifically the previous administration, was very tough responding with executive decisions, including entity list designation, targeted sanctions under the Global Magnitsky Act, visa restrictions, and the current administration is carrying out that process and expanding it and jointly responding with our allies and partners in March. There was a coordinated response to the atrocities that the Communist Party committed against the Uyghur people and various parliaments around the world. Today, the Czech Parliament, Czech Senate, also recognized the Chinese atrocities against the Uyghurs as a genocide. So it started with Secretary Pompeo's decision on January 19th of this year that the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide and crimes against humanity against the Uyghur people.
Okay, let's make it clear. The Chinese, I believe, allege that they have to do this to suppress terrorism. There really have been no notable examples of Uyghur terrorism or demands for revolution against the Chinese communist dictatorship, right? I mean, have we missed something here?
No, you put your finger on something that is very important. The fact that the Chinese said something three times does not make it true. Much like the other authoritarian regime dictatorship, religious persecution has been used as an excuse to achieve social stability, national security. For the Chinese government, this is a self-created enemy in the Uyghurs. The incidents that they often cite and our media organizations take it at face value had never been independently verified. We all condemn any type of violence, violent acts to send political message. But the things that the Chinese have been using as an excuse is something that happens in other parts of China on a regular basis, but they don't call it terrorism. The Uyghurs have been, along with the Christians and Tibetan Buddhists, have been a vulnerable religious minority in China, that the China's ruling party, the governing body, Communist Party, perceived as a sign of disloyalty. If you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you're Tibetan Buddhist, who don't adhere to the communist ideology, the state perceives you as a threat. Therefore, they have to take a preemptive act to clean it out. This is all about Xi Jinping's sense of insecurity. This is all about China's global ambition. This is all about China's revisionist vision for the world, that you are with me. If you're not following my way of life, if you're not following my way of belief, walking away from your centuries-old ethno-religious tradition, then you are a problem. As the Chinese government's official lines indicate, clearly described, they are in the process of clearing weeds by spraying chemicals. Taking those weeds one by one is impossible, therefore chemicals must be sprayed. So they have this intention going after the Tibetan Buddhists, the Uyghur Muslims, and Christian, Chinese Christians in China, thinking that these Western religion, particularly Christianity and Muslim Islam, will be posing a threat to the Communist Party and can be a source for future instability. This is all about China's...
Just a very, we have a minute left. What should be the right response by the Biden administration be, Nuri Turkel?
First of all, recognition is very important. We have to recognize the deleterious nature of the Communist Party that's not only oppressing their own citizens, but also spreading the hatred and in this technology-supported suppression around the world. And number two, we cannot go about business as usual with China. The United States government is engaging with the genocidal regime, doing trade with the genocidal regime. We have to be bold. We cannot dither. We have to do this along with our allies and partners around the world. I think our country is in the right path to address this, but we can do more.
We can find out more by going to our website, michaelmedved.com. Look for the important work by Nuri Turkel about the genocidal policies by the Red Chinese dictatorship against the Uyghur people in China. It is worth informing yourself. You would feel terrible to hear about this years later and think that we have done nothing. We will be right back on the Medved Show coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654-PAIN.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the Uyghur issue is one of the great human rights issues of our time. It clearly is. And President Biden, I hope, is doing better in his current press conference at the G7 than he did on Sunday, in which he tried to suggest that there's already been, quote, plenty of action against China's human rights abuses against the Uyghurs. Look, this is one of those areas where it also should be possible for decent people of every background to unite on some of these propositions, and very much including some of the Islamic nations, because the Uyghurs, of course, are Muslim. And particularly as we build what I think is a necessary and crucial Saudi alliance, which, by the way, is something that I do think that the new Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett, who was sworn in after a very raucous Knesset session yesterday, I mean incredibly raucous and incredibly rude with people, basically not allowing the newly selected prime minister to address the parliament. And Bibi Netanyahu actually, contrary to what anyone would expect, here he is, he's been prime minister for 12 years, he was prime minister for 3 years before that. He really looks as if he's enjoying the idea of jumping into the opposition role. He's not going away. And he is going to be a very, very aggressive leader of the opposition. And the interesting thing is all of these folks are fairly formidable. And the drama when it talks about politics is so high there. You can understand why in other parts of the world, the drama gets very high, and particularly when it involves a combination of dramatic acting and politics. There's a clip by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on CNN, and trying to make the case for this now clearly doomed Democratic voting bill, H.R. 1. That's the For the People Act. And she explains in clip 4 why she believes it's necessary and we can't rely so... Well, listen, here's her point of view.
If Senate Democrats are not going to pass reforms on H.R. 1, we cannot rely solely on a wish of winning elections.
What does she mean to rely solely on a wish of winning elections? In other words, the extremism on some of what the Democrats have to say about the election issue. And yes, I think that some things that Republicans have said about the invalid nature of elections and elections being stolen, but nothing has been quite as extreme that I've heard as a public service announcement, I guess she would think it was, is Jennifer Lawrence, whose acting career, she's done some wonderful movies. She's done also one of the worst movies of recent years, The Mother, which I still can't get out of my head and wish I could. But in any event, I sort of feel that same way about this ad that she put together that sounds like this. Listen.
Whatever your personal politics are, whatever side of the aisle you find yourself on, you need to know that your vote matters. And the outcome of our elections are not maneuvered and manipulated. In Texas, Georgia, and Florida, and 44 other states, there's a radical wing of the Republican Party that is actively dismantling Americans' rights to vote because they don't have the numbers to win otherwise. Without gerrymandering or shutting down hundreds of voting facilities within reach of minorities, and specifically targeting and carving out people of color, they can't win. But this is cheating, and it is not democracy. There's a law in the Senate right now called the For the People Act, and it can reverse these anti-voting laws, and it can stop billionaires from being able to buy our elections. It even says that all voting machines need to be made here in the U.S., but it's going to take a lot of pressure from us to get it to pass. So please go to www.represent.us/Jen, and my friends at Represent Us can help you call your senator right now. Let the politicians bicker and throw tantrums. Let's just make sure they remember who they work for.
This is outrageous. The whole idea that there is an attempt to carve out minorities, that they are taking away voting rights. What voting rights are they taking away? Who has been denied a right to vote? This is a question of convenience and electoral security. And this whole idea of the H.R. 1, the For the People Act, how does it stop millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires and gazillionaires and the rest of them from buying elections? What does it do? What it does is it takes taxpayer money and gives it to candidates, which is an outrageous thing. And in fact, the entire proposition is outrageous. Under the Constitution of the United States, and this is not unclear, this is not in dispute, this is the law of the land and has been from the beginning. In the Constitution, the right to set up elections in any given state, those rights are confined to the state legislature. It's not a federal job. I'll tell you something that you might find very interesting. Is once upon a time, there were a bunch of state legislatures, including some of the most powerful, significant states in the country, like California, where they passed term limits for federal elections. And they passed the term limits on the state level. And the Supreme Court threw them out. Why? Because that's in the Constitution. It says that there are only qualifications for being a member of the House of Representatives, for instance, or being a citizen of the state, not necessarily the district, but of the state in which you reside, and being 25 years old. It doesn't say anything about, well, you're no longer eligible to run if you've held 3 terms or 4 terms or 5 terms. No, because the Constitution means what it says. And when the Constitution says that the state legislatures have the right to set up their own elections as long as they do not interfere with the 14th Amendment, and nobody has ever made the case that the 14th Amendment, which guarantees you equal protection of the laws, is going to declare invalid an election reform that limits in some cases the weeks for early voting. But a lot of the laws that Jennifer Lawrence and others are talking about here have nothing to do with eliminating time for early voting. In some cases, they even expand it. And it's worth pointing out. I'll tell you something else that's worth pointing out is the real dangers of inflation. And then more and more criticism for the trip by Vice President Kamala Harris to the border to solve that problem. We'll be talking about that as well. And also, a surprise that a physician, an osteopathic physician, whose name is Sherry Tenpenny, and that's her real name, she has a theory that if you are vaccinated, you become magnetic. Vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccine, and she's presented that to a hearing in the Ohio State House of Representatives, and she did hold up a key to her body. And what happened? We will bring you up to date on that. And the long-delayed infrastructure bill. We may be finally getting close to a resolution. Here's one. Danielle Allen, who is a Harvard professor, a very moderate, very well thought of, and she's African-American. She has announced that she will be officially launching her gubernatorial campaign for governor of Massachusetts. That should be fascinating. She's be running presumably against the incumbent Republican governor of Massachusetts, who's also a moderate, whose name is Charlie Baker. There's that and much more, including a report, I cannot verify this, that a lobster fisherman fell off his boat and then was swallowed by a whale but spit out. If that sounds biblical, it appears not to be a joke. We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.